better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
And I swear. Now Big Ten's coming into the chat, and I swear Tim's gay, and he owes it all to you.
Hi, Tim.
I'm not gay. Hi.
It's an extraordinarily gay outfit / awesome turtle totem you're rocking today.
Thanks, man. I'm trying a new look. I got this sarong given to me, and I just wanted to wear it in a cool straight style that only a straight person would think to do.
I'd say that's a good ambition, poorly executed. Hey, Ben.
I know a lot of gay people, and they're all in our gay league. So I'm very comfortable with my sexuality because I'm exposed to the gayest of the gay every day. Not that it's bad to be gay, it's just
it's not good. Though.
Yeah, correct.
I think we've got to stop saying that gay's not bad and start also saying it's not good.
I was having this discussion the other day, and I don't want this to go live, but it will.
Go on.
And I came to the conclusion that if you choose to be a homosexual, you're basically ending, since the beginning of time, the ability to mate. Like, you've never had a gay ancestor, ever. And if you have, they've at least ejaculated inside a female.
Yeah, like Peter Mac.
Exactly. So there's, even if you've had a gay ancestor, they've pushed through.
Yeah, but if you're like, they've done the right thing, is what you're saying.
Yeah, if you're proper gay, you're ending your entire line since the very, very beginning, since the first single cell amoeba.
I like having my headphones in, but then you don't come through my headphones, only I come through my headphones. It's a bit of a bizarre setup. One in, one out is probably the right move.
Yeah, true. I usually only come through my penis, but that's not a big deal.
Oh, I've got a congrats winner thing on my super coach. That's certainly not from draft.
Is that from the classic league with like five people in it?
possibly. No, it looks like an old one of the leagues that I drafted in a while ago, and someone's trying to trade me David Fifita for Joe Tappané currently. So.
Oh yeah.
I might accept. Nope, decline.
I'd take it.
All right. So what are you finding the main issues of our league this week? You've exited the chat.
Yeah, I don't like, there's like very few people that I like in the league. I've come to a lot of realizations about myself and about the people that I associate with. And I've kind of woken up one morning and realized that there's very few people in that league that I really want any association with. And it's got nothing to do with losing 2 weeks in a row. It's completely personal. Like it's entirely based on the character and the personalities of people in a league. And I'm just realizing that there's very few people in there that I want to associate with at all.
No, I understand. I didn't realize Richard was 0-2 as well.
Yeah, but you kind of expect that. Like every time that he's done well in the past, making finals and stuff, you're kind of shocked.
That's true.
But now he's just like living up to what you expect for him as a person.
So I thought Supercoach would be a good place for Sandro to be accountable for once in his fucking life. And everyone's like, no, you can't take advantage of him because he's a woman and you have to respect a woman. And it's really fucking annoying because I fucked myself trading to Sandril, and then that was fine. But then you're not allowed to do a trade with him.
It's complete bullshit. And like, How is this trade any different to the Hines Buller Tedesco Walker trade? Like Buller is so much lower than Walker as a secondary. Tedesco is outperforming Hines, so it's two big dogs for a level three and a level eight, and that's fine. But I'm not allowed to do fucking Harry Grant, who's the best hooker, for fucking what's his name, Chorus fucking Happy. Sorry, I'm so angry, but you get what I'm saying. It's complete bullshit.
It would be okay if there wasn't cash involved, and it's like you can't protect one person's cash. That's not how things should work. If you're in a cash league, it should be you're either good or you're not, and there's no one helping you.
If it was like a completely bullshit trade, that's fine. But like, this is pure speculation saying that one side's better than the other side. Like, it's a very potential either way trade. And if Tommy Sander wants to do it, like, if I'm just going to get cut off, then there's no point in me even playing.
But it's like, even if a trade's 70-30, you have to let it go through, because if someone's offered the trade and someone's hit accept, that's the only thing that matters. The only difference is, like, you, when you were 2-10 team, you should not be allowed to trade your own players to yourself, because that's clear collusion. But if you're playing against someone and you've convinced them to take a bad trade, that's literally the name of the game. I mean, not
yeah, really. And I understand that I have a history of foul play, but either say that I'm not allowed to play anymore, or if you are taking my money, then you have to give me the same rights everybody else has, because it's a new season. There has to be a new chance if I'm inputting a financial injection. Otherwise, just ban me.
Yeah. I don't think it's possible to ban you now that you're in the league, but I see what you're saying.
Well, I should never have been allowed in if I was going to be racially vilified, you know, because I have darker skin than majority of the league.
Majority? Oh, I guess probably.
100%. I'm in the top three darkest.
What's it like, you, Jimmy, and Phil?
Yeah, Phil is the very darkest. Then Jimmy probably is a little bit darker than me, and then me. And then I'm third darkest.
I choose to be a white person, so.
You're in the bottom. You're like bottom four darkest.
Nah, I'm like mid-tier.
No, you're super white. You look like a literal marshmallow, man. Like a white marshmallow.
Yeah, the one that's been posted for a time.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right, so I guess we'll start off with our results, which are poor. You've lost both your games. I've lost one and drawn one, which is a rarity. But I feel like we're on the up. I don't know who we're playing this week, so I should check that. Game day.
I have tiny Jake, the most abusable person in the league.
Is Jake
the
really only short? Because that's what you said at some point.
He's a complete midget, and like, he's the only person that if anyone in the other league wanted to molest him, they couldn't. He would have there's absolutely nothing he could do about it. Like, he must be just full of anxiety 24/7, because like, anybody that wants to take advantage of him, from like a 13-year-old to like some women, could abuse him if they wanted. So yeah, I don't know. He exudes this sense of confidence that doesn't really make sense when you see him in person.
He is winning though.
I'm very confident, even though my team's been very shit.
First birth worst this week. How good?
I'll beat the little wiener.
Let me have a look. Your actual matchup.
I'm hoping to see him around the football club so I can start bullying him in person, because he's got this confidence that just isn't justified. So I'm going to start pushing him around and whatnot, and breaking him down a little bit in person, because he's like way too confident on the keyboard.
Yeah, it would appear that either the Supercoach thing's not working or my computer's having a real hard time.
Yeah, what are you trying to find, little fella?
It's you versus Jake. I might just use my phone.
Yeah, so currently for that specific matchup, I don't think Jake set his team, but my prediction is 767, which is the highest prediction I've had in a while. And little Jake's at 678, but he's missing one player.
Yeah, and also I think projections are less than useful or less than useless, but they are a fun thing to use as banter where you can be like, look at your team, it's only projected this much. But
yeah, they definitely mean nothing. Like, they're so horrendously off every week.
Yeah.
But
there's a few good matchups this week. My match is real boring, but you guys are here. What do we got?
Little Chode Dick Doug taking on the Indian Nightmare, Phil.
Yeah.
Both have had
losses. Pappenhausen, or did you get Pappenhausen in your other league?
I had Pappenhausen in the other league and I sold him for Tino and then he went and got 130. So I'm a bit upset about that. But Tino's fine.
I think yours and Jake's a pretty good matchup. Jake's got a trade in my box for Flano for Mam, which...
I'd take that. Mam's just so gross and I feel like the Broncos are losing faith in him. I think they're just going to try and avoid him as much as possible.
Obviously, when you're watching the footy, when your players are playing, you watch your own players more intently. And just how little Mam does was so fucking annoying. Because I'm like,
you could see in real time
playing the game, you motherfucker.
You could see in real time, like, the people just completely losing faith in him. And yeah, I think he's just going to become a complete liability as a player.
I think yours and Jake's matchup's actually quite fun. He's got some guys that got left real late, like Gagai, that I think are quite good. I think he took SJ.
Yeah, Gagai.
Which is interesting.
Gagai's been amazing, but Jake's team has been wildly overperforming. Like, there's probably five guys that are reasonable.
Yeah, like...
been getting real lucky.
I mean, he's got Targo, so he would have won him last week. I think he scored like 140.
Yeah.
And then
he made like five long.
Scored over 100. And this week, Pappenhausen doesn't have Hughes or Munster. So, which is probably not good for your team, being that you have three Storm players, but, you know.
Yeah, I really am not liking having Josh King at the moment, but loving Eli Katoa, he's done everything I thought that he would. Harry Grant, I don't like. If Doug wasn't a dirty racist, I wouldn't own him anymore, but he is. So
Doug is a racist. Some would say he's the most racist, weakest member of the league.
He's just a pig-headed little fuck.
Isn't he,
though? You know? He's got very little awareness of the outside world. He just lives in his own squeaky little bubble.
He does. He's the... He's hitting up new levels of autism. Why are you smelling so many things? You smell like three different things since this is
I forgot my camera was on.
That doesn't explain why you keep smelling things. Are you
it's
sick?
Peppermint. It's just peppermint. It jazzes me up.
But you were snorting out of different canisters.
Yeah, I got this Focus. This little Focus sniffer, which has some different stuff in it.
Is this like a tight disability?
No, it's a... I'm biohacking, Matt. It's a biohack.
Biohacking.
Correct.
All right, so Doug and Phil, who wins?
Phil will win there because Doug's been getting lucky as fuck as well. Like, his team's gross. His team's like real disgusting. Fucking Elliot getting 120 or something. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yo happening. Getting nearly 100.
Yo probably will always, like, Yo's a beast.
Yo gets 60, Elliot. But 100 is wild.
Yeah, Doug's just not very good at what he does in any aspect of his life.
It sounds like you're really liking Doug this week.
I've got nothing against the guy. I just, there's like, my opinion of him is so little that there's really nothing I can find to have against him.
All right. So we're both going to say Phil's going to win that round.
Yeah. I believe so.
Me versus Rooting Steve.
You're going to get destroyed. Rooting Steve's team's really strong, and your team is probably actually have the worst team, I would say.
I would say, judging by where you sit on the ladder, I do not. I don't like Rooting Steve's team other than... Oh, he's got Latrell. Latrell, Taylan May,
Cook.
Cook. Yeah, they're not bad.
Moses.
I don't think Moses is that useful.
Cartwright's been crushing.
Cartwright scored 40 last week.
Yeah, but the week before he went off like a fucking
I wouldn't mind
rat in a bin bag.
Just my team should do him over, but after last week I can't guarantee anything.
I would be very, 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 very surprised if your team went up. I'm upset that you got Terrell May because I should have just taken him, and
he was great,
been quite valuable. Yeah, I'm pretty upset.
I think he's probably going to be in the top five front row forwards for the year. And like I said, you just wait to get your front row forwards out of the bin, and everybody laughed and laughed and laughed. And now look at me now.
Well, your team still sucks. It's still complete dog shit. But yeah, you did well, Terrell, because I allowed you to. So I'm basically your puffer.
You also got Stefano out of the bin, and he scored, I think, 44, but he got sent to the bin with like 10 seconds to go in the game. So he actually scored 54.
Yeah, well, like, I massively overpaid for Blake Laurie, and he comes out and gets 30. So
yeah, like, and he looked like wasted shit. Did you watch that game?
Yeah, he was disgusting.
They looked so much better without him the week before.
Well, I think the Dolphins just were like came in very hot. I don't think they played particularly poorly, but
are you doing the new mole guy tipping?
Yeah, but I'm not doing well, and you seem to be doing super well. So
yeah, I was picked 8 of 8 this week.
I think it's because it's so off, and you've always been like really bad. But because it's been so unpredictable, you're crushing it.
That I'm doing better at you at better than you are.
I'm saying because the tips are so off, like it's so different to what you would expect the results to be. You're doing really well because you're typically terrible at it, and that's just based on hard evidence. Like you would complete dog shit last year. Everyone's going poorly this year. Except for people that are completely retarded. Hold on, I'm just getting my water bottle to have a sip.
That's true, because Doug did well last week.
I'm stressed out. Yeah, exactly. Both of you have always been terrible.
Tim's just gone. I'd just like to say thank you for joining us. Our league's retarded. I would like to put out once again that I had a 10-man league sorted with a draft order sorted. And then we added two dipshits that have been nothing but trouble for the league. And I don't think there's any rebuttal to that. I don't even know who the second person is. I know we brought in Sandra. Who else did we bring in?
We didn't bring anyone else in.
Steve. Other Steve.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
He's been going okay, too. But it's very
annoying. He doesn't contribute anything as a person, though.
Yeah, in the chat is what we mean by that.
Because I'm personally attacking him.
Yeah, Steve's a good fellow. Both Steves are okay. Oh, man. Hmm. All right, who's on? We should go through the matchups at least. This is such a fucking lackluster shit show, but that's all right.
Just back on the topic of the tipping. I think that I'm only a few points behind where I need to be. Like, I think I started okay. I think I got maybe 4 the first week and then 6. But you got like 6 and then a full set, didn't you?
Yeah, I got 6 and then 9 because you get an extra one if you get them all.
Yeah, that's huge.
Mm. I wish I had have punted on that because I probably would have been paying like 300 to 1 or something.
Yeah, you would have made heaps of money and you'll probably never do it again.
Nah. We have the Sandrals taking on the drug addicts, the Mitchells. I look think, at looking at the team, Sandra should actually do that pretty easy. Like, he's got Drinkwater, Hopgood, Garrick, Coruscant, Ben Hunt, Sorensen. Like, his team's looking pretty flash.
His team's actually ridiculous.
Yeah, my trade definitely assisted him heavily. And
yeah, he won that trade massively.
I don't know if you're in the chat or not because you keep leaving, but I made the point that if you're going to not let you trade with Sandrill, I should probably get my players back because you can't just have someone winning trades and then not letting them lose trades because otherwise the system's fucked.
Yeah, I've lost all. I've been added back into the group, but I'm about to leave. I've lost all desire to be involved in the league. I'll continue coming onto your podcast every now and then, and I'll keep setting my team, but this will be my last year, 100%.
You have to drink a Boost Good, a Boost Juice cup of urine, so.
Well, not when you get violated, not when you're, like, rights as a human being are completely fucking disrespected, man. It's kind of disgusting.
There's Steve with a PH for Teven versus Dicklin, and I actually think Steve probably would have got it, except he's got Hughes and Christian Welch out, and I think that'll probably do him in. So I think probably Dicklin wins that one, gets his first win of the season. And the last one, Jim Dog versus Durs. Wayne got anyone? Jimmy's got someone out, doesn't he? Marzu. By the look of his team, I'm still taking Jimmy.
What happened to Marzu? Did he hurt himself?
Yeah, 4-week injury, I think.
Yow.
Yeah, it sucks. It's also
Jimmy was.
It's so shit if you pay overs for someone to get him and then they get injured.
Well, yeah, Marzu was pretty much valued as a first round guy, pretty close, second round.
I think Jimmy took him first or second. And he's got Nat Butcher as well. And the word on the street is the Gus Bus is coming into the 13.
Really? Even though he doesn't have many fingers?
Yeah, even though he's got no ring finger, can never get married.
Oh.
That's why he's been going through all that mental anguish, not understanding that he'll never have a life partner.
Yeah, that sucks.
Did we already talk about the rumor that he shat on a Steed and threw it at JWH?
There was a
rumor that he took a heap of acid and mushrooms and then in the locker room shat on a Steed and then threw it at Jared Waria Hargraves.
Yeah, true. No, I didn't hear about that, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, if that's true, that's maybe why he's been out of the team for so long, just trying to get forgiveness from the big fella for throwing poo at him.
Pretty hard to come back from.
There's a reason he hasn't been playing reserve grade and hasn't been playing first grade, just being left at number 19 out in the cold. It's probably because of the poo ball. What have your highlights been of the chat this week? Anything of interest?
Nah, there's pretty much no value ever provided from the chat. Everyone's pretty fucking dull. Like the brain power in the chat is very minimal.
You're coming with a lot of negativity and it's hard to raise the energy of the podcast when you're like this. Would you like to improve slightly?
I think that it's hard for me to raise my energy being associated with this league. So you're kind of asking me to have dry windows when I'm driving in the rain. Like, it's impossible. I'm trying to put the fucking wipers on and clear some of that water away, but it's pissing down. So
I think it's...
Do you get the analogy?
Yeah. You probably need some of that spray shit that the race cars use to put all the rain away from your
windows. Waterproof. So none of the shit chat and zero contributions can get to me. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Well, I think it's probably only fair since you clearly have a few things to say. Let's just start from top to bottom in the league and you can just let them all know how you feel.
Well, that's difficult as well because I've gotten to the point where I really have no opinions.
Well, you had a pretty big opinion of Jake, which was that he's small and you can bully him.
Anyone could bully him. A 10-year-old girl could bully him. But it's not an opinion. That's just a fact. Like, I'm just... Like, I personally have nothing against the guy. There's nothing that I like about the guy. Like, I'm completely indifferent to his existence. I'm just saying that if you met him in person, the first thing that comes to your mind is, oh, well, this guy is like a massive risk of getting molested.
Would you say him or Phil has a higher risk of getting molested?
Definitely Jake, because Phil, because a lot of the original Indians going back hundreds to thousands of years, they were warriors. They did a lot of warrior stuff.
Warrior stuff.
So Phil has that Indian warrior background, whereas Jake is just like a purebred street rat wiener.
Would you say that?
But Phil, like Phil is
Doug, a bigger street rat.
Who, Phil or Doug?
Yeah,
that's a hard one. Phil is like a very wienery person, just in his character and just how he carries himself. But Doug is like a weaselly guy, so they're different. Doug's just like very weaselly.
Can you give me an example of some weaseling Doug's done of recent times?
Well, the whole commissioning thing where he's like, one day he'll decide that a trade is like not okay. And then the next day he'll be like, yeah, anything goes as long as I like you. And then he's like, yeah, McKern, you can have Tapene for free from Luke, who I brought in and win the league. But no, this other trade's not okay. And that's incredibly weaselly, because he thinks that he's like omnipotent or something. He's like, I know exactly that this trade won't be fair, so I'm not going to let you do it. But this other trade is like, I don't see any issue with it. And he's probably getting his fucking taint licked by the guy who he's allowing to get the deal done. I don't know.
Would you say that Doug or Mitchell are bigger taint lickers?
I would say Doug, definitely Doug, because at least Mitchell has redeeming qualities. Like, he's entertaining, he's funny.
He is the funniest member of the league, probably.
Easily, and he's like super outlandish and harsh. Like, I can't think of anything that Doug like contributes to the league.
That's true. So being that Doug doesn't contribute to the league, who do you think contributes to the league less, Doug or Steve?
Which Steve?
Parramatta Seals Steve. Rooting Steve.
I would say Doug.
Doug contributes less than Steve.
Well, it depends. It depends what you define contribution as.
If it's not ruining, it's probably Steve.
Define contribution as like who's actually doing things within the league more than Doug is, but that's like being like if a guy works for the council and he's there sitting on the side of the fucking road every day as the other guys do the fucking shoveling, and then this one guy comes in and runs the machines and he only does one day of machining a year, but it actually contributes something to the job. That guy
then pulls all the valves off the machines that other people can't do their job every other day.
Well, Steve isn't stopping anyone doing their job. Doug
that's pulling all the valves off the machine.
Yeah, Doug is 100% hindrance.
Yeah.
Like, just comes in and eats his fucking pubic hair sandwich with his boyfriend's taint juice all over it.
Taint juice is gross.
But yeah, like, it might seem like I have opinions on these guys, but I really have no opinion. Like, I'm indifferent to all of them.
No opinions.
I have zero opinions. I think they're all reasonable guys. There's no feelings of negative or positivity for me towards them.
Which Steve do you prefer?
Both Steves are fine. Like, I don't really interact with Warwick Steve enough to put him above Rooter Steve, but I only see Rooter Steve once every 14 months or something. So. They both don't impact me negatively, but I like Rooter Steve probably more just because he bangs.
If you could have either Steve's life or Sandra's life, whose life would you pick?
Which Steve?
No, that's what I said. You could have either of their lives or Sandra's life.
I'd probably take Rooter Steve's life.
He does root, so that's probably positive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the first one. He's the only one not to be divorced, so that's probably another thing.
Yeah, still having your wife's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's mean and insensitive. I hope everyone's all right.
This podcast isn't called Sensitive Podcast.
Okay.
All right. If you had to choose between sharing Doug's bed with Durs or Sandril, who would you pick?
So, like, Doug's in there, and then I would be in there, and then you're adding Durs, and then you just get to add Durs. Is that the question?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, I've shared a bed with Doug before. We lived in a basement together for a while.
For months.
I'd probably take Tommy just because it would keep a little bit extra room in the...
At least widthways. You'd both want a long bed.
Yeah. And I think if we put Tommy in the middle, he would be more open to satisfying Doug's needs. So that would allow me to just look after myself.
You go dig towards Doug, but towards you? Is that what you'd prefer?
Yeah, I guess so.
At least then Doug and Sandra will be making eye contact and they could have the romantic moment while you were just getting the business done on the back end.
Yeah, well, they could dock.
Judging by Sandra's latest video, I don't think they have docking capabilities.
That was pretty cool.
For listeners at home, Sandra just decided to do push-ups, stark naked for... no reason anybody knows, but Sandril, it did make me laugh.
It was pretty alpha, to be fair.
So, standard for Richard and I. Richard started to lie about me, so I had to pull him into line, and then he said he'd had enough or whatever. Who has the more annoying chat in the league out of me and Richard?
That's an incredibly hard one.
Yeah, I know.
Because you both are like real wienery. And not like, obviously, I'm quite wienery and run away a lot.
Yeah,
but you guys are wienery. You guys are wienery in a much different way. And you go through like roller coasters of emotion.
Sounds entertaining.
And you both have conversations that like only you would care about that just aren't really, no one else cares about them at all.
That's literally every fantasy football group chat in the world.
Well, I disagree, but...
Do you think everyone cares about the things you're writing?
100%, man. Everyone in the league looks up to me. They wait for me to tell them what to think, man. I pretty much run the minds of the very low IQ peasants in our league.
All right. Is Jimmy your favorite member of the league?
Yeah, well, he does funny stuff.
He just is a good guy. He's
yeah, he has self-esteem
in the midst of troubled people.
Yeah, he doesn't like get involved. He doesn't really put other people down, which is what like I really see that in relation to how I act. Like, there's a very huge crossover in like we both try to be the bigger man. So yeah, I see a lot of Jimmy in myself.
All right. We've only got a few minutes. We're gonna give an order without you or I, but of the 10 remaining members of the league,
mm-hmm.
lowest IQ to highest IQ as an estimate. Who do you think is the lowest of the 10?
Let me look at some names.
I'm just going to start it. I'm going to put Phil real close to the bottom.
Phil is actually like a stupid person. Like, he really, really is. He's good at like just dedicating his whole time to reading stuff and then using that information. But like whenever he's...
That's like the opposite of a dumb person, that exact description.
No.
He spends his time reading and then explaining it to other people.
No, he can't explain it, though. Like, he doesn't make his own independent decisions. He's just like, a cockatoo that can repeat exactly what he finds, and he's just good at following instructions. Okay. But like, retards can work at a cafe and just follow instructions. But when you make him like try and like have his own independent thoughts and come to his own conclusions, or like just a basic simple instruction, he can't follow it. Like I think he's proper handicapped. So let's put him at the bottom.
Who are we putting at 9? Jake came out surprisingly academic. I thought he was a full retard, and then he started mentioning that he was just randomly studying a master's in some bullshit, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, he carries himself as like real dumb.
Yeah, he carries himself as a Phil, but lives as a...
That did make me think that he was more intelligent, but like you can just be an academic idiot as well.
Yeah, 100%.
But we'll put him in the middle, maybe 5th or 4th.
We'll put Jake at 5.
But he's definitely the most academically experienced.
Are we putting Durs or Richard at 9 or Doug?
Well, I think Durs is intelligent. He reads a lot.
Does he?
He reads like anime porn books and stuff. Like alien fucker shit, I think. I think he's really into tentacle porn. I think you do have to have a pretty high IQ to be interested in
Should we just put both Steves on 9 and 8 so they're out of the way?
I think Warwick Steve at 9. I think Ruder Steve's higher than that. He's intelligent.
I'm just going to put him at 8 because I don't know him enough to judge him, so he can just be like the third dumbest guy.
No, I'm putting Mitchell at 8.
Okay, deal. That makes way more sense, actually.
I can't wait.
Are we going to put Ruder Steve at 7 then?
I can't wait to hear the return comment.
Oh, no. Mitch can go at 7. And Richard can go at 8.
Yeah. Richard, like, potentially was gifted with intelligent genes, but he's just cooked through terrible life choices.
This is the cooking there, where they could have both maybe been intelligent, but now they're fully retarded.
Yeah, completely cooked.
Yeah. I'm going to put other Steve just at 6. Because I just want to get the Steves out of the way, because I have nothing for or against them in this particular thing. But that means Doug's now still in the top 4.
It's really fun and liberating to say other people cook themselves.
Okay. I really feel bad that Doug's been left to the top 4. So can we just put Doug at 4?
Yeah, I guess we got to get him out of the way.
Okay.
who do we have left?
Man, this list could be any which way and still be correct.
Who do we have left?
We have Durs still. Jimmy. Oh. Yeah, I don't know how that happened. We'll put Durs and Jimmy to be smarter than Doug. We'll put Durs at 3.
Have we used Tommy Sandrew yet?
No, we all right. I'm putting Warwick Steve at 2, and I'm putting Sandrew at 9.
I'm not happy with any of this.
No, but it's real fun to do though.
Well, I don't want Jimmy to be first because of his ego.
Jimmy
so
the champion.
Let's put Dwayne at the top because of the octopus stuff, and then Jimmy
we'll
can
put,
go
because of the tactical porn. We'll put Durs at 1. Where was Durs? Yeah. It was 3. Jimmy. The intelligence quota league is fucking hilarious. Do you want me to go top to bottom or bottom to top?
In honor of how Doug likes it, why don't you start with the bottom?
Okay. All right. Dumbest is Phil. Second dumbest is Sam. Third dumbest is Richard. Fourth dumbest is Mitch. Fifth dumbest is Steve. Fourth dumbest is Jake. And now I'm going to go from smartest. Fourth smartest is Doug. Third smartest is Jimmy. Second smartest is other Steve. And the smartest of the league is Durs, which says a fuck ton about our league.
I feel like Doug should definitely be lower. Maybe 6.
He probably where Phil is, but that's what it is right now. My head hurts. That was I just did that to fill in time at the end, but that was a legitimately fun time.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to be pretty happy with that, and I don't expect we'll get much negative feedback.
Yeah, because they love our draft orders of things.
Yeah, they love everyone's going to enjoy this a lot. Everyone's going to be stoked.
Everyone's going to be so stoked.
But like as I said, I really have no negative thoughts on anyone in the league.
No, all positive thoughts, apparently.
I think everyone's just doing their best, and like it doesn't matter if I like a person or not. My opinion has no hold on them, you know. So they should just keep doing whatever they want to do.
That sounds like our league, both wise and retarded.
I'm kind of retarded. Finger yourself in front of me.
Jesus, Simon!
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end? If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he gonna knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bumder!